As you may have seen from the UNAIDS report that was published last week, just before this particular high-level meeting, Eastern Europe and Central Asia is the only region of the world where the epidemic continues to grow at a fast rate of growth, in contrast with the rest of the world globally, where over 5 to 10 years, the number of new infections and mortality from AIDS have decreased. Although, if you also look at these graphs carefully, what we call the incidence, that is the number of new cases, have actually remained flat in the last 5 years. So flat globally, but increasing in Eastern Europe and Central Asia. There are several reasons to that. One is that this epidemic has started much later than in Western Europe, Africa, or the rest of the world. So it's not too surprising that we're now seeing a wave of AIDS and of deaths from AIDS. But the other is that this is an epidemic that is occurring at times when we have antiretroviral therapy that is effective, when we have proven effective preventative interventions. So clearly there is the level at which these tools are used, at which prevention is brought to people, and at which access to treatment is brought to patients in that region is far insufficient.
What are the contributing factors to the epidemic? How come we see such an epidemic?
One of the key contributing factors is our people who inject drugs. They still constitute like 50% or so of the new reported cases, and overall they represent 70% or so of the epidemic. And these people have difficulties in accessing to prevention. They're stigmatizing, they're discriminated, they're arrested. So that doesn't create conditions for access to health.
In fact, you mentioned a political commitment. Have you, in speaking with the different countries, in Russia included, seen a potential change in approach towards drug users?
Well, yes, in Ukraine, very clearly. And in Russia, I see understanding of the issue, but there are legal and policy changes that are needed that are still not there. And little dialogue between health and the other ministries, I mean justice and interior.
2 days left for this high-level conference. What are you going to be doing? What's your main objective?
I will be having bilateral meetings with delegates from the countries from the region. I will be myself co-organizing with a few member states, several member states, a side event on drugs and drug policy. I will also, together with the Republic of Kazakhstan, host a side event for the delegates of the region so that together we reflect on, we've approved this declaration, so what will be our priorities for the next 3 years?